Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. I'm so delighted this evening to be back on our radio broadcast. I first of all give the reference to God, who is my life, and to everyone in their respective places. I just thank and praise God on tonight for another opportunity to study His Word. I give Him praise and I give Him glory. We're going to just get ready for our devotion. I just give reference to Apostle Deans in his absence and to everyone in their respective places. We're going to call our Bible class to order now. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. Amen. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 34:34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all of my fears. They looked unto him and were enlightened, and their faces, they looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him from out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamped round about them that fear him and delivered them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lion do like the suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. I have just read you from Psalm 34, from the 1st to the 10th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the doers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song.
Jesus keep me in the rock. Oh, man, I pray just find my head, and it's free. To all the mystery, ooh, it flows from where? Calvary Mountain. It's in the cross. Oh, yeah. The cross, oh yeah, the cross, be my glory, be my glory. Just a rapture soul, be my rest.
No!
Asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come tonight, Lord, first of all, asking you to bind the strong man tonight, God. Father, bind up that strong man from our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to bind the strong man from this radio broadcast. Bind up the strong man, Father, and every demonic force that come with him, God. I ask you to bind him up and cast him out and command him to go in the mighty name of Jesus. Then, Lord, I ask you tonight to open up our understanding to this word, Lord. Open up our minds, Lord, that we can be receptive and receive your word just like it's written, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I ask you to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to me as well as everybody else, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for another opportunity. We thank you for an opportunity to study your word and get insight and revelation in the prophetic word from your word, God. We just thank you on tonight. Lord, we just thank you. We ask you all of these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. 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 We thank and praise God on tonight for an opportunity to just study his word on tonight. God is such a good God, and his word, the word is God. So we're going to get ready tonight. We're on Genesis chapter 13 and 14. Yeah. And I'm going to read that for your hearing on tonight. Yeah. And I want to say good evening to all of you. God bless each one of you tonight. Chapter 13. And Abram went up out of Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him, unto the south. Abram was very vintage and cattle, in silver and in gold. And he went on his journey from the south even to Bethel, unto the place where his tent had been at the beginning between Bethel and Hai. Did I read this last week? No. Unto the place of the altar where he had made there at the first, and there Abram called on the name of the Lord. Does everybody understand and hear my what I'm saying, what I'm reading? Everybody hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Are you good?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Amen. Okay. And Lot also, which went with Abram, had flocks and herds and chariots and tents, and the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. And there was a strife between the herdmen of Abram and the cattle, and the herdsmen of Lot cattle, and the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwell then in the land. And Abram said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my brethren, my herdsmen, and thy herdsmen, for we be brethren. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou would take the left hand, then I will go the right hand. If thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. And Lot lift up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves the one from another. Abram dwelled in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelled in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent toward Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the ground, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Then Abram removed his tent and came and dwelt in the plain of Mar, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord. And it came to pass in the days of Amraphel, king of Shinar, Arok, king of Eleazar, Cheryl Laramor, king of Elam, and Tidal, king of nations, that these made war with Bera, king of Sodom, and with Bashar, king of Gomorrah, Shinab, king of Admah, and Shamabor, king of Zidabam, and the king of Bala, which is Zor. All of these were joined together in the vale of Siddon, which is the salt sea. 12 years they served Chalodomar, and in the 13th year they rebelled. And in the 14th year came Chalodomar and the kings that were with him, and smote the Rapharim, Ashathron,
hiring you with that long name, and Zuzam in Ham, and the Eman in Shavaron, Kirkathim in the Horite in their mount, Siri unto El Paran, which is by the wilderness. And they returned and came to in Mishpat, which is Kadesh, and smote all the country of the Amalekite, and also the Amorite that dwelled in Hazazon Tamar. And there went out the king of Sodom, and the king of Gomorrah, and the king of Admah, and the king of Zedebom, and the king of Bala, the same as Zoar, and they joined battle with them in the Valley of Sidon, Caladormar, the king of Elam, and with Tidal, the king of nations, and Amraphel, king of Shinar, and Orico, king of Elasar, four kings with five. And the Vale of Siddim was full of slime pits, and the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled and fell there, and they that remained fled to the mountain, and they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah and all their victuals and went their way. And they took Lot, Abram's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. And there came one that had escaped and told Abram the Hebrew, for he dwelt in the plain of Mar, the Amorite brother of Ishkol, and the brother of Amar. And these were confederate with Abraham, with Abram. And when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servant, born in his own house, 318, and pursued them unto Dan. And he divided himself against them, he and his servants, by night, and smote them and pursued them unto Hobah, which is on the left hand of Damascus. And he brought back all the goods, and also brought again his brother Lot and his goods, and the women also, and the people. And the king of Sodom went out to meet them after his return from the slaughter of Calamorah, and of kings that were, and of the kings that were with him at the valley of Shavai, which is the king's dale. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed them and said, blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be the Most High God, which have delivered thine enemies into thy hand. And he gave them tithes of all. And the king of Sodom said unto Abram, give me the persons and take the goods to thyself. And Abram said to the king of Sodom, I have lifted up my hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I would not take from a thread even to a shoelatch, and that I would not take anything that is thine, lest thou shouldest say, I have made Abram rich, save only that which the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men which went with me, Armar, Ishkol, and Mamar, let them take their portion. Amen. So, first thing we're going to do, last week was a question with Prophet Sattler, asked about, we was asking how much period of time was between after the flood into Abram's birth, I think it was. Anyway, yeah. And I said 292 years. And everybody wanted to know, how did I come up with that number? So if you look at the genealogy in Genesis 11, you can see that 2 years after the flood, Noah's son Shem was 100 years old and became the father of Arphaxad. When Arphaxad was 35, he became the father of Shelah. When Shelah was 30, he became the father of Eber. And when Eber was 34, he became the father of Peleg. When Peleg was 30, he became the father of Reu. When Reu was 32, he became the father of Serug. When Serug was 30, he became the father of Nahor. Nahor was 29, and he became the father of Terah, which is Abraham's dad. And when Terah was 70, he became the father of Abraham. That's 292 years after the flood that Abraham was born. So I want to clear that up before we started in here. So I added up all of their, when their ages, when they became fathers, you know, like that. Amen. So everybody understand that before we go on. Amen.
Amen.
In chapter 13, what problems occurred in the land because of Abram's and Lot livestock? What was the problem with that?
Verse 7, it says, and there was a strife between the herdmen and Abram's cattle and the herdmen of Lot's cattle. So it was just
mm-hmm.
a conflict that came
mm-hmm.
after, you get what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
God had blessed Abram and Lot abundantly, and so including in the size of the herd of livestock, according to this little verse or what this section of the verse,
mm-hmm.
that growth has gotten to the point where the herdsmen had little arguments over the resources and
mm-hmm.
like the fertile, you know, the land.
Mm-hmm.
And they
mm-hmm.
could only support so many livestock and people. So that's
right.
why they was just back and forth, which, you know, we can just imagine
mm-hmm.
family trying to, you get what I'm saying? And, you know, having
right.
just the battles and water. You get what I'm saying? Over the watering
mm-hmm.
of the flocks and, you know, the in the same area and
mm-hmm.
over the white to those fields. And, you know, it's
mm-hmm.
just, you know, because, I mean, we're human. So, I mean,
right.
that's just like, you know, so many people. I mean, I could really concur with that because,
mm-hmm.
you know, just like your house. You know, when you have X, Y, and Z children, more than two, and everybody at home and everybody living with you and stuff like that, you know, it's just, it begins to be much more than what it should be.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's just, you know, but I think once Lot and Abraham, you know, when they combined it, the tribes, you know, I think it began to be larger. So, you know, they did that. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the only real option was to split them up. So, you know, anyway.
Mm-hmm. What was the solution? What was the solution to this problem?
hear that. I just think I just said it.
Mm-hmm.
The only real option, you know, was to just split them up to prevent the stagnation, like, you know, the stagnant of, you know, them doing better for, you know, for each other, for one another, for what they had.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. So the herdsmen was fighting each other, and you know God didn't want them fighting over no land because it was too much out there for them to fight over. And they both was pretty wealthy because when Abraham was at that last Pharaoh house, that God punished him for taking Sarah, that Pharaoh gave him a lot of cattle and a lot of, she just gave him all kind of stuff, gold, everything, told him to get on about his business because he was so afraid that God was going to get him or leave that plague there. He was trying to get rid of him, give him everything. So, and then he had some. But then that Pharaoh gave him a lot more. So they both had a lot of stuff and they had a lot of wives and male servants and men servants and herdsmen and stuff like that. And it just, they wanted to stay together, but they couldn't. They couldn't. So they decided to split up. So where did Abram go and where did Lot go? Want somebody tell me where Abram went and will somebody tell me where Lot went?
Lot went to Jordan.
Yeah.
No, ma'am? Okay.
Yeah, he went to
and
Jordan.
And Abram went to Canaan.
Okay.
And Lot went to Sodom and Gomorrah, right?
That's over by Jordan. Yeah, that's over by Jordan.
Oh, okay.
Cause Sodom, yeah, it's over by Jordan. Cause that's what it says here, right? Am I right about that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You seen the land of Jordan, land. Sure did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but they split up and you know, it's something how they just, they was going to get huge anyway because God said he was going to bless them, especially in Canaan.
Yes, God.
He said he was going to bless his seeds and everything. Uh-huh. So that was good. That was real good. So what happened to the people? We in chapter 14. I'm sorry, y'all. What happened to the people of the city where Lot lived? What happened to them? You know, I read that.
Fire and brimstone.
Huh?
God sent fire and brimstone, a natural disaster of judgment, right?
See, it's some kings.
Was in there,
and they went against Sodom and Gomorrah because they were wicked in Sodom and Gomorrah. So they went and overtook Sodom. They went and took, tried to, and they took some of the people captive. And so that's what happened to the city. They took the people, and they took Lot too. Mm-hmm. They took Lot too. They were taken captive.
So what I found was every village in their path had been plunged and left in ruin. Side was laid waste. Population had been wiped out or led away into captivity. For hundreds of years thereafter, the entire area was like an abandoned cemetery.
Laid waste.
And
but these kings
See, took over, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, baby.
Mm-hmm. All of these kings, they live in either the Jordan Valley or the eastern area when I looked it up. And the eastern kings had joined together.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know what I'm saying? They conquered the kings in the Jordan Valley. So basically,
right.
It's kind of crazy because what I got out of it, when you live near sin, you experience the downfall of sin as well.
That's right.
So pride comes before the sin brings destruction. So when you live near it, and I'm not saying be careful who your friends are, but be careful who your friends are. I don't need no friends. You get what I'm saying? So when you live near sin, you get what I'm saying? So when Sodom falls, it's just like judgment for the sin that they had committed.
Absolutely. And that's
so Lot.
Oh,
go ahead, Mama.
No. I'm not even going to even talk about that. I was talking about something else. Go ahead.
Oh,
finish.
Well, Lot, he living, you know, near there, experienced that downfall as well. So God, not yet he destroyed the city, but we could call that right there a warning shot. You get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. When they took him into captivity, you mean?
What? Yes. When they basically, you know, because,
And see, that's like today. Good. What is it? Corrupt character. Oh Lord, give me the scripture. Corrupt good character.
Bad character, corrupt good.
So, even unto the day, you can't have a wicked nation and think you're not gonna get punished because you will. I'm just saying it's just like today. It's. And that's why we have to pray for our nation, pray for the world, because it's just like that. When wicked people, when wickedness is out, and wickedness is everywhere, but we got to pray. And Abraham prayed too. He prayed. So,
say something. I think that Lot, he should have learned the lesson from this. And I mean, to me, he should have seen that it doesn't pay to compromise with the world. You get what I'm saying? Like,
well, you know what? He just
it takes everyone.
He was trying. Right. He was trying to fit in. You know how somebody tries. He was trying to fit in because he had went to Sodom to the left or right, whatever he went. He was just trying to fit in. He knew them people weren't right because he knew how his father and his grandfather and his uncle raised him in God. But he knew it wasn't right, but he mind his own business.
But the thing about it, though, Lot made his choice.
Yeah.
Perfectly based on what, you know, he could see. About the Jordan and the river, you know, when Adam asked him, you know, where he wanted to go, he made
Abraham,
his choice based on, you get what I'm saying? You know, the flowing of the water and stuff like that. So he cared only for the materialistic stuff of the land.
Right.
He cared nothing about how it would impact him or his family. Excuse me, or his family spiritually. You get what I'm saying? So, but I guess with Abram, you know, he trusted in God.
Right.
Abram did not have to be obsessive with his own wife, and I think neither do we. You get what I'm saying? Like, everything that we receive is free through God. You get what I'm saying? Everything that God gives us is free. And it don't, you know, it don't have anything to do with our concepts of right, You get what I'm saying? Like Lot and the rights and, oh, well, you know, a lot of things. I think this is deep to me because Abram really did adjust with Lot. He brought him along, and I'm not going
to,
you know, to me personally, I want to know why he bring him along, and you know what I'm saying? But, you know, he brought him along being the type of person he was, saying, and how God just really gave him all of the land and not really to Lot. Abram gave it to Lot, so from what I understand.
Well.
And it was just generosity of Abram.
He was just trying to, he was trying to keep the peace. And so he suggested that because I probably would have did the same. And but you know, Lot is his nephew, his brother's son. And so when Abram left, he left with his wife and his, you know, just to have somebody else, another man with him, probably, you know. And with both of them together, I feel like they would help one another like that.
Yeah.
He just, you know, Abraham was a loving man and a loving father. And I'm sure God was using him as a prophet or whatever. He probably
let God use him.
And so
he really let God use him. Yep.
He knew he had to show God how to be of the Lord and know, you know, and to follow in the ways of God too. Still, even that's why he said, "Hey, it's too much land here for us to argue and fight us. You take this part, and you take this part, or if you pick this part, I take this part. It don't make me no difference. I just don't want us to be divided as a family, you know, like that." But and it was a good thing. So,
yeah,
when the people when Lot was got. Put in captivity, what did Abram do about this? Anybody? Anybody got the answer?
He got on it.
He went to war. He went to war with against the five kings.
318 people? Or something like
that. He tried to negotiate. He looked like he tried to negotiate with them at first.
Yeah. Because and I know in every battle that you be in, a lot of times God, he'll go to God. He'll ask God what to do first. That's what we should do. Ask God what to do. God, he put both hands up. He said, "I promised the Lord." My hands up to the Lord and told him I wasn't going to touch nothing of theirs. So, that they wouldn't say that they made me rich. Mm-mm. So he must have went to God and asked him about it before he went to get Lot. And so he went and got Lot. And he got Lot, and Lot was happy about it, but he still went back to Sodom. See, he still went back to his home.
That's what I'm talking about.
Sodom and Gomorrah. He went right back to him. And I wonder, y'all, why did he go back to him? That's not in the question, but
did he have a choice?
The thing, how I feel about it, and we can all expound on it, how you feel about that. What I feel about it is Sodom was his home. He chose that way.
Yeah.
And that's where all of his people were. And that's where his home was. So he wanted to stay there. I don't care. You know, you can live in Washington Park, the baddest city in Illinois, almost. And it's home.
and you don't want to go nowhere else. You don't care how bad the people are. That's your home. And so he got rescued by his uncle, but that's still his home. And so Abrams, you know, came and got him and fought with him with, I call the king's game, against the game, and got him back. But he went on to home. He's still comfortable around them people. And they was wicked as could be, but he felt comfortable. He stayed in his house, him and his wife and his daughters and stuff. He stayed in his place, in his tent or whatever it was, house. Mm-hmm. It was a good thing.
Well, I totally agree with you. I think, too, that Lot, you know, to me, Lot was being disciplined right there. And, I mean, what he went through, he was being warned again. And he, you could avoid much pain and heartache if we learn our lessons. We can avoid it, but the choices that we make is merely, you know what I'm saying, it's up to us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is just is what's going on with Lot. I think that he's just, you know, like you said, I think, I ain't gonna say he's homesick, but I think he just was, you know, he's human, you know, even back then, you know.
Yeah. Well, anybody else want to expound on it?
Well, I was thinking that, okay, now that his family, his uncle, who's a great patriarch, he wins the war against the five kings, so that would explain why he could feel comfortable going back to his home. He feel like he's in some type of dominion now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
I don't know what the other lands around him was, because when I was growing up, this story, I always looked at Lot like, oh, is he the greedy nephew taking his elder for granted? But then I paid more attention to how God gave Abraham the victory over these five kings. And then when it's time for Lot and his family to move out of there, the Bible calls Lot a just man, saying that those people were vexing his spirit. He wasn't trying to fit in with them. He wanted to benefit from a good country. He was probably young, and he was like, well, Uncle, I want this land. You know, it looks good. He probably didn't know to go check out the people like Moses did, you know. Well, Moses knew to do that later on. Maybe that's why they sent the spies.
Right.
It's like, we need to go check the land and people out before we go over there. Is God going to give us the victory? So I'm kind of, because I used to kind of think a lot as the bad guy. But when he's been rescued and led out by the angel, the Bible says that God had mercy on Lot, because he was a just man, and all that wickedness around him and his family, it was vexing his spirit. He wasn't. He never did get used to it or want it. And
right.
Folk trying to rape the angels and all kinds of stuff. So anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Well, that's very good. That's very good.
Mm-hmm.
So who was?
Well, now that she just said that. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Who was Melchizedek?
That's the king of Salem.
The king of
Salem. He was mysterious. He said he was mysterious. They didn't know about his father or mother. And then Jesus as the high priest is compared to the likes of Melchizedek. It was like he had a very he was a very supernatural person, almost like an angel, but he was actually the king of Salem. So I need to hear what y'all got to say about that, because Melchizedek is a very curious person in here.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, and basically I couldn't find out where he like where he came from. Nobody is not mentioned or have nobody have an idea of where he came from or how he came to be in Canaan. Or how
right.
he came
well,
to be a worshiper or a priest of God, true God. Huh?
Yeah. And so he was a priest of the
Yeah, I mean, I know what he was. I'm saying I was trying to find out, like, how, you know, nobody, it's not even said of how, where he came from and how he came
on,
to be in Canaan or how he came to be a worshiper or a priest of a true God and how Abram came to know about him. We only know he was there is what I'm saying.
Well, the thing is,
he is, yeah.
The key, he was Melchizedek. They didn't know it was like, almost like Elijah. He was almost a spirit because he had no mother and father. He was God. He was the Father's priest, the Holy God's priest.
Right, right.
And Melchizedek was only mentioned twice in the Old Testament. They call him the King of Salem then, but he was the most high priest over where we are. And he first appeared bringing bread and wine. That's taking communion. It almost made me think it was almost like he was Jesus, you know, or God used him almost in that manner. But he had to have that blood from a sinless person. Now, this man was sinless because God blessed him. He was for his obedience. He is the King of righteousness, and in his obedience and suffering, he made reconciliation for iniquity. That's just what Jesus did. That's exactly what he did, and because he took our sins upon him, and this man Melchizedek, he made reconciliation for iniquity and brought in an everlasting righteousness. So he was the King of righteousness. In righteousness, he ruled his subjects and caused them to work righteousness. And he was also the King of peace. And by his blood, he secured our peace with God and with our conscience and with one another. In his intercession, he pleads for it. And by his word and spirit, he affected it. So it was like, almost like he was Jesus almost to me, but Jesus was God's son. But this Melchizedek was so close. He was the King of peace. He was the King of righteousness. And then he come bearing the wine, the bread and the wine for communion. So it was about the blood, about his blood, that he secured our peace with God and with our conscience. See, it was by his word and spirit, and he is incomparable high priest who received not his office from any creature, nor leave it to any other. Anybody else, another. And by him, we are blessed of God with all spiritual and everlasting blessings. And with his bread and wine, he presents in the gospel his flesh, which is meat indeed, and his blood, which is drink indeed. That's why it's just, I don't know. I'm telling you, he was so close to the Son of God, but he was God's high priest, and they call even Jesus the priest. So it just make me think that
It's just me, because they called Jesus the high priest. He was a priest. He is the priest.
So is he the, like what they say, like the typecast or the,
mm-hmm.
you know how they say?
The Christ type.
He was
mm-hmm.
a type. A Christ
mm-hmm.
type.
So the difference.
Christ as a high priest.
What makes him unique, and I kind of looked it up a little bit, didn't know we were going to really talk about it. I just wanted to know a little bit about it because I'm new. So what makes him a little unique, one thing that made him unique was that he was both a king and a priest. So
just like Jesus.
History shows that it is often dangerous to combine religious and civic authority. You get what I'm saying? You know how we, you know, religion, and then you talking about CNN. Anyway, God, though, he forbade the kings of Israel to be priests and the priests to be kings in Second Chronicles. And so,
but see,
King
this ain't no
meaning. Tried to do the work. Yeah. So,
uh-huh. But
so that's the thing. That's
ahead.
What makes God forbade.
Mm-hmm.
He forbade or whatever that, you know.
Uh-huh.
He
uh-huh.
basically put him above that.
Right.
God and them.
Yeah.
You get
but
what I'm
see,
saying? And
because he wasn't
see,
really, I don't think this man was human. I think he was a Christ type, like she said. He was just like a Christ type. I don't know anybody else besides Jesus.
He was
Jesus.
An exception. That's what made him unique. That was all, you know, yeah. He was an exception to what God was trying to do with him. That's
mm-hmm.
what made him unique. I mean, besides, you know, Jesus, his son, but that's what made him different
mm-hmm.
from man, and because God had intervened and made him an exception.
Well,
that's
yeah, because nobody
like
knew where he came from.
Right. No,
nobody
like
knew where he
dropped
from.
Right down.
And his life was like at a beginning and never end. You know what I'm saying? So it almost, I don't know, it's something about that. But, you know, that's something to think about. He is the King of Peace and the King of Righteousness. And in his obedience and suffering, he made reconciliation. Let me tell you something, that sounds just like Jesus to me. Because in his suffering and in his obedience was that he died on the cross for us. And in his suffering, he made reconciliation for iniquity. Iniquity is sin. So Jesus died for our sins. And brought in everlasting righteousness. And in righteousness, he rules his subjects, whoever they are, and caused them to work righteousness or to be righteous or to live right. And he is the King of Peace. So, I mean, it's very, very good, but because the word don't say this, that, we're going to leave that a mystery just like it is. Because it's something God don't want us to know. You know what I'm saying? It's something our mind is so tiny that we can't understand all that. We can't put all that to blow our mind. You know, so.
Good.
It's very good. That's why I stopped at was that.
You know, it cannot be said to be settled completely when the identity of him have not been agreed on by the Bible scholars long ago, like confidently, with confidence that, you know, he was not an appearance of Jesus himself. If whatever his name is was not an appearance of Jesus himself.
At the very least, he was a
remarkable type of picture of Jesus. So they placed him almost in the same light of Jesus. That's the only thing that they could do. Because
he was
like
the priest of the Most High God. He was the priest,
like
the Most High God.
And he was without a father. He was without a mother, without genealogy. You know what I'm saying? And he, but made like the Son of God. He remains the priest continuously. So, you know, that's why I think he awesome.
Mm-hmm. Somebody else is getting ready to say something, too.
I was thinking about the scripture in First, I don't know if it's First or Second Peter, where the saints that accept Christ Jesus in this dispensation of Christ, so
mm-hmm.
we become the
the
royal priesthood. The
mm-hmm.
Can you hear me? Oh,
I can hear you,
the royal priesthood. Oh, the royal priesthood and the holy nation. That's
mm-hmm.
what we are called, because we are under, through Christ, come the recipients of the Abrahamic covenant and the Davidic covenant. And the
mm-hmm.
Abrahamic covenant is like the Great Commission. We should be a blessing to all the nations by spreading the good news of the gospel. But I don't want to try to take it out of too much, like y'all said,
mm-hmm.
but I was just trying to make that connection. This is good news and exciting that we're a part of an eternal priesthood and a royal
right.
nation.
Yeah, a royal priesthood and a holy nation.
Just meditate
yes,
on it. Because
mm-hmm.
I want to, because it's so much that come against you in this modern day, or whatever generation
yeah.
we are. Every generation has to prove themselves that they are of God if they care about the thing of satisfying God, Jehovah. And it's just like
mm-hmm.
you hear about sin and failure and faults and looking down on yourself and feeling like you can't make it. And so I'm looking for something to keep my confidence and boldness up so that I can continue the work of the Lord. Because if you look back, you lost too much. You know what I'm saying? Your stuff is messed
mm-hmm.
up and desecrated because the people around you don't want to come out of sin, and it infects your environment. And it eventually can affect you unless you start
mm-hmm.
trying to be more proactive and share that. But when you got a bunch of people that don't want to receive God and it's bringing the problem to you, it's like, Lord, what am I to do? You know. And so
right.
I was just trying to just be a part of something of righteousness, something of eternal life and light and a royalty.
Amen.
Instead of being a peasant and being just stuck in being a sinner and you just looking at your faults, through Christ, we
Amen.
Can commune with God
Amen.
And have victory over our enemies. So I'm just trying to look
mm-hmm.
for the good news.
Amen. Now, I understand that.
I need some good
I
news.
I know that's right. Yeah. Yes, Lord. I know that's right. Prophetess Martin. Prophetess Martin.
Yes. So I was just wondering. Is this
wondering.
Like, is he like the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit? Could he be the Holy Spirit?
It almost seems.
Jesus did.
Mm-hmm. It almost is. I mean, because it's not said here in the Bible, you can't just say, well, it probably is, but it just feels so much like that God had brought in Melchizedek before he did Jesus. And to me, but I'm not going to put that out there because I don't want that. Because if they didn't put it in the Bible, I'm not going to say it, but it's so close to it. It's so close to it because I'm telling you, I had never looked at him that closely. I did some preaching and stuff like that, but I never looked at him that closely in that. But, we don't never know, and we pray and just because he was the King of righteousness, he was the King of peace, honey. He was God's priest. The Holy Father, God, priest, high priest. So that's Jesus right there to me. But I'm not gonna. But anyway, we gone past our time. But I just thank and praise God, and it's okay with me. We can go a whole nother hour just talking about the Word of God. But I just want to let everybody know that God is blessing the ministry. We got our television network going. They sent me some today. I can send it to everybody. We got to get connected with Roku. Roku or whatever that is, and we're going to start with that. We're going to start with our television station. He said I have to – he just giving me some stuff, honey, and I don't really know what I'm doing, but I'm going to do whatever the Lord tell me to do. I'm going to do it, and I told y'all yesterday I need your help because I don't know about this stuff, but I am getting the Apostle Seal for the church and the ministries, the seal of the apostle. We're getting our letterheads and we're getting our business card, and we're going to have a website even connected with Facebook, and we're going to start doing a whole lot of other things. One of the bishops asked me would I be with these women, and you know I had to pray about that. He wants me to do some counseling since I got my doctorate in pastoral counseling. And he told me to pray about it. And I will. I told him I would. But, you know, have to be surely spirited. The Spirit of the Lord have to lead me to do anything. I'm be just like Abraham. But I just wanted you all to know what's going on. And then I'm trying to hear back. I'm waiting to hear back about the 18 wheeler for feed the children truck that I'm trying to get one from Michigan, one for St. Louis, Illinois, to get to feed in a truck, 18 wheeler, a feed 400 families, and I have to let y'all handle it there, and I can handle it here, and but I'm just waiting to hear back from them, and supposed to be getting some grants and things written and stuff like that. I got a whole lot going on right now. I'm just trying to get one thing after another. Once I get the network, it's the Kingdom Network. It's the Kingdom Network. I couldn't think of nothing else. I'm telling y'all, that's why I told you I need your help. And just think about some things, because we got 25 channels. And I'm going to keep 10, and I'm going to lease out 15. Or I'm going to cook one or the other. We're going to do it like that because we got, and they 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can do stuff on them. So, you know, I'm not that good at that, but God bless us, and we got it. So I'm not going to worry about it.
I have a question.
And it's in.
How would you connect with it? Since it's on TV and their channels, how would you connect to it?
You know what? I'm asking this
for people to
see them. On Roku. I don't know. I don't even know what Roku is, but I see it sometimes on my TV. But I've never hit on there or nothing like that.
It's a channel, isn't it?
One channel? It's a lot of channels.
Yeah, it's a network.
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying? Like they got their own app as far as you download it on any, if you got the smart televisions, you could download them, the Roku app, or you could buy Roku TV that have the channels. You get what I'm saying? The streaming channels as well. So how to, you know, the question is, I guess to them, is how.
No, I'm going to have.
The office have to have a satellite?
I don't know. That's why I'm a genius.
No. You have to have Wi-Fi,
okay.
So if you got Wi-Fi, you can download your Roku TV. But
I was
you saying
to
be seen on TV on each channel? That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to see how to be seen on the TV. How would you incorporate? Do you send videos in prior to it, and you just, you know, the host
probably
put
so,
them
you know
on?
And that's why. That's why I want you all to help. I'm gonna get him to talk to us one day when everybody can be on. Maybe one evening we'll just skip whatever it is and let him come on and tell us. Because I know some of it. He's sending me podcasts and videos. He said this to help me to get into it. But the thing that I sent you today, he just did that. He said, I just want you to see. He said that channel is ready. And I want to tell him, look, ready for what? What you want me to do? Because I don't know what to do. You see what I'm saying? But I know it's a 24-hour.
What I'm basically trying to say, whoever wants to be on the TV or for people to be seeing them or to be seen, put it like
mm-hmm.
that, whoever
mm-hmm.
wants to be on the TV to be seen, they need to have adequate, what I'm trying to say, something that they can screen themselves from is what I'm saying.
Right, you
like,
got it. Well, he told me that. He said you a laptop or iPad or
right
with a camera on it. Yeah.
So, and you need to have the stuff downloaded, or that need to be, you know, I'm sure that he would tell you how to link that person or the people who want to purchase a channel onto the network. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At a certain time.
Well, see. Right, I have to.
Yeah.
See, and then I got a number. I got to do my channels, and all. It's a lot to be done. So I got a lot going on to do, but I want for our 10 channels. I want to do. You know, we got 24 hours a day, so something can be going all the time on 10 different channels. That's what I'm saying. Something has to be playing all the time. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm paying for this. So something has to be. And then the other 15 channels, we can lease out, and that money can go into the ministry. That money can go into the ministry.
Amen.
I can lease it out.
Amen.
A month. So
amen.
That's
a lot of work, but it's a great idea and a great opportunity. Something like it just fell in your lap, and sometimes when God sends something like that, you got to run with it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's what I'm doing. He did. He's really blessing right now. And when the guy, you're all gonna see the seal and everything. It is beautiful. The guy gonna do it for me. It's apostle seal. It's in red, white, and gold. It's really nice and has the initials of the ministries, and then it has the apostles seal, and it has crosses. It has some. Let me see, cross. It's got some things on it. I got it wrote down. And they did. It's good. I got a eagle, a shield, because it's the, you know. You know my shield, what I had up for the end time men and women of war. It was the lady in battle. So I got a sword and a shield, and I got a Bible and an eagle and on this shield, and it's good. So I can't wait till they finish it and everything and have some business cards and make the website, and they're going to connect it with Facebook and different ones, and I'm excited about it. I'm really excited about it, but I'm more excited about how we're gonna have to upload videos or whatever they are for the station and stuff to keep it going. We don't really want it sitting still. That's why I said I keep 10 of them just for the ministries, because we have the prayer room, life support, and in time, and then, you know, you have a cooking show, you know, and you're talking about the Lord, this is God's stuff, and you and stuff like that, and we can have some singing video, you know, people singing, you know, music, and you know, you can do stuff like that, and teaching, and prayer, and a whole lot of things. So I gotta start calling people, asking, and if you all know anyone, just let me know, because like I say, I'm paying for this stuff. He called me today twice. He said, look, you're going to have to get on it. Then he turned around and asked me would I join this women's group to counsel people. And I'm like, okay, I got to get this done first before I can do anything. I'm not really interested in that right now, but I'm not going to say I'm not going to do it because I know what my calling is. So, but we got to get our television stations straighten out. We got to get the channels together. Like he told me, you ready to go. I don't even know what to do. I'm ready to go in. So, you know, I got to look some little stuff on. What's that, Periscope and stuff I can put up there. And I think I got a video of me preaching before. I got a lot of videos when I first moved here to Michigan where I was praying. And Gigi's son was taping it, but he won't give me the tape. So I'm not going to worry about that. That's when Laura and all of them was here. And he was taping me 3 times a week praying for a half hour. But he won't give them to me. Or she won't give them to me. And it's,
see, okay. That's not, yeah, that's fine. God is good on that. Because, I mean, we could pray, you know, you could pray anytime. The thing about it is, mm-hmm. you know, I know it sounds a little far-fetched as far as people having things done. And I'm just going to tell you the truth. I'm sitting over here like, Lord, I ain't got no good lighting. My kitchen is, I don't know. He stopped me in my tracks and said, you're going to get better. You're going to get better.
Yeah.
You're going to get better. You get what I'm saying? It's,
mm-hmm.
But it's got to be that start, the starting. You're going to get
yeah.
better.
Yeah.
No matter what it is. Lord, because, I don't know if I could do this. I don't know if I could do that. You're going to get better.
Yes, you can.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I probably want an hour to talk just besides the, you get what I'm saying? Pay for me an
mm-hmm.
hour to talk or to pray or to talk to young women or whatever in the life. I want to be seen, too.
Yeah.
No eyelashes.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I would do that. You get what I'm saying?
You can have like a...
For me to get better in my walk in Christ. You get what I'm saying? To keep
yeah.
me from... You get what I'm saying? Because it's encouragement for me to stay afloat.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to just be above water. You get what I'm saying? I want to be standing on it with Jesus. You get what I'm saying? So...
We'll see.
I understand.
Well, what we got to do is I got a lot of programs, like two, where we can have different ministries or different programs. Somebody could be doing different things, like teaching a computer on there,
mm-hmm.
you know, helping somebody that don't know how to use a computer, helping seniors. I got,
well,
when I tell you,
you got marital so, ministry, you have
yeah,
people, you know, you can do
ministry.
Just about people.
You have
you
youth
can,
ministry.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. For somebody that want to take
you,
over that or whatever God can call them to do. You get what I'm saying? Because,
yeah.
you know, just long
well,
as it's been,
I got
saying,
a lot of things.
Is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so
now,
this
to me,
is what
I have watched Roku because at the time, the Roku channels was the only channels that I had on a flat screen. So they, some of them was awful, but some of them, you know, so I know what it's like to watch those Roku channels.
Mm-hmm.
It's when some catch your eye, just regular TV, it catches your eye.
Yes.
You know, but God is good.
So,
that's good, Mama.
We got to just come together and talk about it. We're even going to have a youth on there. Our youth ministry is going to be on there and stuff like that. So it's going to be good because you can use Zoom on there and everything, I think. I'm not for sure. But that this is some stuff that I said I'll need help with, and we're going to have to just meet on here or even on Zoom or however and get some stuff done. That's all. We just got to get it done. And like I say, if you know anybody want a channel, you know, to advertise or to do whatever they want to do, this money going for the ministry. This money is going for the ministry. So, you know, this is what we need to do. So, anyway, I'm not going to hold y'all because we've been on here for a minute. But I just thank and praise God again for the study of God's word. You know, we'll be back on tomorrow night for Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour. And then we have Children's Bible Study Saturday at 12 noon, your time, 12 noon. And then Sunday, we're going to have communion. So I don't want you all to forget that. So anyway, God bless you all. Father, we just thank you for this word on tonight, Lord. You know who Melchizedek is, God. So if you want us to know who this Lord is, let it feel right in our spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you on tonight for your word, Lord. We thank you for the understanding of your word, Lord. We just give you praise and glory tonight. I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice, God. I ask you to bless their families and their homes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bless their cars, Lord, that they drive in and out every day. And Father, I ask you to bless this nation and bless the leadership of this nation, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We ask you to bless Apostle Deans as well. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Amen. And God bless you all. We'll Amen. Be right back here tomorrow for Amen. Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour. So you all get some rest. Have a good night, a blessed night. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you all. Apostle Deborah, I need to make an appointment to talk to you. Dr. Deborah Dean.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I make an appointment to speak with you? What's the best way to contact you?
Call me at, wait a minute.
Because I'm so.
I mean, girl. 314. Let me see. Because I got a 314. That's Life Support's telephone number. 314-347. Oh, good night. Y'all have a good night. Love you too.
Good night.
314. Yeah. No. No, that was Minister Martin.
Okay. Prophet's husband. You said 349-7846.
Yeah.
Okay.
All
What's
right,
the
baby.
Best time to call? Are you available now or?
No, well, you know, I got to type. I got to, but give me a few minutes. You know how it is. I have to get off and schedule for the next one.
Oh, okay.
I'll be off in a few minutes.
Okay.
All right, baby. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.